All right. You're just listening to Kieran Alulua, and we're just listening to the song Tum Dikochi. So now we're actually, we're just going on to our second and final guest for the program. We're actually joined today by Sam Morris, who is a Socialist Alliance member and also a student at the University of Queensland, and has also been part of the Gaza Solidarity Encampment. And, something quite historical has kind of happened, and, we're very keen about hearing about the mass student meeting that had been convened a number of nights ago, where basically the University of Queensland Student Union or students overwhelmingly voted for UQ to divest from Israel. Good morning, Sam.
Hey, Jacob. It's great to be here.
Yeah. So can you tell us a bit about, you know, the Gaza Solidarity Encampment and this kind of historic kind of mass meeting that has just occurred at the University of Queensland?
Yeah, sure. So the Gaza Solidarity Encampment, I think, started maybe about 5 weeks ago at this point. And I think a few weeks in, we decided to basically try and call a student general meeting. So there's only actually been a few student general meetings in the history of UQ, but the last one was in 2019 against the Racist Ramsey Centre, but the one before that was in the 1970s. And we basically couldn't get it through the student council, so we had to petition 2% of the student population, which was about 1,000 people. But we managed to get 1,000 signatures within 12 hours. So, and this is the first time in UQ's history that a student general meeting has been called this way. So this meeting took place on May 29th, and basically we needed 300 people to show up for it, and instead we got 1,500 people, and it was an overwhelming success for Palestinian solidarity and, yeah, demanding that our institution divest from Israel and kick weapons companies off campus.
Rob, you had a question you wanted to go and ask?
Oh, hello, Sam. Yeah, this is Rob. I think you know me on Facebook as Santo Katsati. Here in Melbourne, the encampment at Melbourne University, my old university, actually has been called off because they reached a deal with the administration. So for this reason, I think it's great to see that other campuses around Australia are going ahead with their encampments, and I'm particularly happy that it's happening at Queensland University because it's one of the top ruling class universities. It's great to see that this is a goer, and hopefully will continue and continue. I did see the photo of the general meeting, so I'd like to ask you, because you would have been speaking to a lot of the students after the meeting, what was the mood among the students? Were they feeling very combative? Did they feel that they were really going to stay there to the end?
Oh, it was absolutely electric. I mean, so the meeting was scheduled to take place at 6 p.m, but it only started at 7 p.m. because union officials had to find, like, overflow lecture halls, but everyone stayed, basically. So there was a real, like, energized mood. And when we won the vote, basically everyone, like, marched out, and we marched to the administration building. And that was a rally of about 1,500 people, which would have made it, I think, the biggest pro-Palestine solidarity march on an Australian university campus ever.
And you also kind of faced some amusing sort of opposition as well. What can you tell us a bit about the kind of Zionist sort of mobilisation for the meeting, but also the fact that actually there was apparently an anonymous sort of bomb threat called on the university that day?
Yeah, so about the first question first. So, yeah, I mean, the kind of like the pro-Israel, like, Zionist lobby only managed to organize perhaps 10 people. Only about half of those people were actually students. And there's been no serious campaigning before the vote. There were, like, no vote, no posters up. They tried to hand out some leaflets before the meeting, but no one took them. And when they got into the meeting, only one of them could speak against the motion. And he didn't really even argue against the motion because they knew that they were going to lose. And he just basically was like, oh, well, this is not really going to bring peace to the Middle East. So he was just, like, arguing around it. And I think it was really revealing that kind of they've lost the narrative. I think on the second point, I don't want to speculate about why that bomb threat was called in. There could be a number of reasons. But, yes, obviously it was really disruptive to the student general meeting.
And I guess, can you tell us a bit about what was the kind of general kind of outcome of the meeting, and what were some of the motions that were basically put forward?
Sure. So there were three motions. I forget the exact wording, but basically one of them was, should UQ kick weapons companies off campus, which have links with the Israeli Defense Force? The second point was, should UQ shut down the Boeing Center? And the third point was, should UQ financially and academically divest from Israel?
And coming from the passing of those kind of motions, what is kind of like the kind of next steps for the UQ encampment? Because I guess one thing I note is that a lot of the solidarity encampments are generally wrapping up in most of the country, and of course there's a very obvious reason why they're sort of wrapping up, which is the fact that the semester is basically over. You're getting into kind of exam kind of periods, and I guess what is sort of the mood from students and the union and the staff about what the kind of like the next steps for the campaign?
Well, I mean, obviously we need the university to listen to the student body on these points, but I mean, currently the university is not going to implement all our demands, or even I think take any serious steps towards them. We were offered a deal by the university yesterday, which did get voted down, and basically that would have led to some level of disclosure, but it was hidden behind, like, national security, so we thought that was unacceptable and we voted it down. In terms of, like, the future, I mean, we need to keep building the momentum and we need to make sure more students get mobilized, and I think we really need to tell the university that we had a student general meeting, and it's basically the ball's in your court now to actually listen to our demands.
And do you have any like final comments that you'd like to kind of make to end on, Sam?
Yeah, sure. I think this just goes to like all like left-wing people out there, like all activists. I mean, I was absolutely blown away by the turnout at the student general meeting, and that was made possible just through like the really hard like activist work at the solidarity encampment. I mean, we did so much leafleting, so much like phone banking, so much postering, and it just really goes to show that if you just keep fighting, if you just keep agitating, you can really have like, huge outcomes and like mobilize so many people. And also just that there's so much support out there for Palestine solidarity.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much, Sam, for coming on to our program. And yes, all the solidarity to the UQ solidarity encampment. And I think, you know, just looking from afar, it seems to be, I actually think the fact that you had mass meetings, had a mass meeting that was actually forced onto the student union, I think is actually an incredible achievement, especially in the context of the general decline of student politics within so-called Australia. And it actually even in the case of Victoria, where we're all based in, there actually hasn't been any example of mass student union kind of meetings, etc. So I think, you know, it's definitely, I think it's an incredible achievement, and I think everyone should be proud of what you've all achieved. And I think it should be an inspiration to all the student encampments within Australia.
Yeah, Ken, much respect, comrades. You're bloody doing awesome stuff up there.
Keep on keeping on. That's what I say.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, we're just speaking to Sam Morris, a student at University of Queensland and member of Socialist Alliance. I'm just going to go play a quick announcement on the activist calendar, and then we'll go into announcing what's happening on the Green Left activist calendar. You're listening to Green Left Radio.